Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, February 3rd. State lawmakers will start debating a bill this week that would limit where residents can find a new pet. KVNF's Scott Franz has more from Capitol coverage.
The so-called Humane Pet Act would ban the sale of dogs and cats at pet stores. It also adds several new rules for pet breeders. The bill's sponsors want to restrict how often dogs can be bred and ban the use of small cages. The new rules also require that breeders give their animals time to exercise. Supporters of the bill say the state's current rules fail to protect dogs and cats from poor living conditions, but groups representing dog breeders oppose the measure. The American Kennel Club says the new regulations would limit what breeds can be adopted and increase public health risks due to more rescue dogs coming from out of state. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
A new energy project has recently gotten federal approval. KVNF's Jody Peterson has more.
The Upper North Fork Valley could see up to 35 new natural gas wells. Two federal agencies, the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management, have approved a plan from Gunnison Energy to drill the wells in an area west of McClure Pass in Gunnison and Delta counties. The wells would be drilled horizontally from five well pads, reports the Grand Junction Sentinel. The entire project would require about 2,400 acre-feet of water for hydraulic fracturing or fracking and for dust control. That's enough to supply 4,800 homes for a year. Most of that water will come from Gunnison Energy's coal bed methane wells and from a water right owned by the Oxbow Group. But about 10% of the water would be purchased from the city of Delta and trucked to the site. Before it can begin drilling wells, Gunnison Energy will have to get permits from the Bureau of Land Management. The drilling was originally planned to take 4 years, but the company now says it will take 6 years because it plans to operate just one drill rig at a time to reduce air pollution and truck traffic. That slower pace of drilling will also reduce the amount of water required each year. The federal approval of the project includes measures to prevent spills and protect agriculture and to lessen impacts on big game. Gunnison Energy estimates the wells could produce up to 700 billion cubic feet of natural gas over 30 years. For perspective, that's less than one-third of the natural gas that the nation typically consumes in just 1 month. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
And last today, Governor Jared Polis says hospitals and their executives are to blame for the skyrocketing cost of health care. But hospitals are firing back, saying the governor's agenda for creating a public health insurance option to lower costs will hurt patients and destabilize the market. In the second of two feature stories about health care, KUNC's Scott Franz has more on the looming battle and the Colorado residents caught in the middle of it.
The last thing Jamie Harrison thinks about while skiing at Beaver Creek is what he pays for health insurance.
Between my wife and I, we pay over $1,700 a month for coverage that will only kick in after each one of us individually has incurred something like $6,500 in medical expenses.
Harrison is fresh off the slopes and still wearing his ski gear when I meet him in a coffee shop in the town of Avon. The retired real estate investor is not happy with his healthcare options.
If we were to get ill or to have an injury, which, you know, for budgeting purposes is sort of what we need to think about, the cost is, you know, well over $20,000 a year.
The Harrisons live in Eagle County, which is one of 22 counties with only one insurance carrier on the individual market. The couple are too young to qualify for Medicare, so they took what they could get.
The only benefit that I got from the payment that I made to the carrier was a physical and maybe a vaccine. So that was $24,000. You know, I can't say that it's down the drain, but it's awful hard to swallow that I'm paying that much money and essentially got nothing for it other than, I guess, some peace of mind, which is important.
At the state capitol, Democratic Representative Dylan Roberts is trying to help the Harrisons and others who are forced to pay high premiums because of where they live. He thinks a public health insurance option will create competition and, in turn, drive down costs.
This plan put some limits on how much hospitals can charge under the plan. It raises the amount of money per dollar that insurance companies have to spend on your actual care.
Governor Jared Polis is also behind it, bringing it up as a legislative priority in his State of the State address.
When you have more choices as a consumer, companies have to compete for your business, which means lower prices.
But hospitals and insurance companies have already launched a counter effort, spending more than $100,000 on ads like this one.
The state government option puts politicians in control of our healthcare system and could mean 3 million Coloradans with employer-provided coverage paying $1.5 billion in higher costs.
I reached out to one of the more vocal opponents, the Colorado Hospital Association, but they did not return calls for this story.
Quite frankly, the public option scares the heck out of me.
In the meantime, some Republicans are joining the fight, like House Minority Leader Patrick Neville.
It's going to lead to cost shifts to the private insurance market and the private market that eventually they're not going to be able to withstand, and they're going to go out of business, and this is going to be the only game left in town.
The Polis administration is also fighting back. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera held a news conference recently to rail against hospitals for seeing record profits while patients are suffering with high premiums.
We were naive to trust large hospital systems to pass the savings on to our consumers. Policymakers should not make that mistake again.
And Representative Dylan Roberts says he won't be swayed in his effort.
Well, I think the fact that they are spending thousands and will be close to millions of dollars at some point on an idea that hasn't been even put into a bill yet is frankly ridiculous and an incredible waste of money. But it also proves that the hospitals and the health insurance companies and the people who make money off of the healthcare industry clearly have plenty of money.
Back in Eagle County, retiree Jamie Harrison doesn't care about the rhetoric going on at the state capitol. He says many of his neighbors are going without coverage, and he thinks a public option could help.
There's always the possibility that the way it happens ends up not being as good as we all want it to be. Maybe it even turns out not to be a good thing. I have a hard time imagining that, but it's certainly possible. But we've got to do something. Let's take a step. Let's get something together so that we can at least see what the impacts are and modify it as needed as we go along.
I'm Scott Franz in Avon, Colorado.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, February 3rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.